2 Kings chapter 2 and verses 19 to 22. The first miracle here, now that Elisha has crossed the Jordan and he's at Jericho. Now, in the previous discourse, I gave a brief introduction to the way I'm going to view these signs and miracles and teach upon them. They are historical events, but they have a spiritual significance, and I want to try and draw out what I see as the spiritual significance. These are only seed thoughts, and this miracle at Jericho. The people came to him and they said, "Please notice, the situation of this city is pleasant." They said, "It's well favored, this place." They said, "You can see it," as they spoke to Elisha, "as my Lord sees." But verse 19, there's something here to spoil it. There's a fly in the ointment. The water is bad, and the ground has become barren as a result. It's no good spreading this water on the ground for irrigation, because all it does is poison the soil. And it's no good drinking it, because it's poison. Now, he couldn't always have been that. He's well favored. The city had been there a long time. Of course, it had been destroyed and then rebuilt and all the rest of it. But clearly, it had gone wrong. The water had gone wrong. And they look to Elisha. Can he do anything about it? And, of course, he takes the bowl of salt to the spring, he throws it in, and the water is cured. Historically, a miracle. Now, what does it teach? Well, I'm looking for Christ and the gospel here. I explained that in the previous discourse. What do I see here? First, I see the tragedy of man. What do you mean? Well, look at Jericho. Well favored, well situated, prosperous. A long history. Well favored, I say. But there's always a but, isn't there? There's always a but. There's a but here. But the water is bad. Look at Israel as a nation. And Judah. Israel, the whole people. How blessed of God. But there is always a but. They have the law of God. They have the covenant of God. They've been led by God. They've been delivered by God. They've been formed into a people by God. They've been given the law, the prophets, and all the rest. You go on and on and on. But there's always a but. There was always something spoiling it. There was always a fly in the ointment. My friend, it's true of nations. I think of the United Kingdom. The favor that God has bestowed upon us, the blessing that he has heaped upon us, he has simply poured it out upon us over the centuries. But the tragedy of this nation today, the tragedy of this people, the tragedy of the churches, gone away from God in his word, gone away from Christ. So much law preaching, so much rule and regulation, so much dryness and barrenness. And where there is a liberty, this can easily drop into license. Oh, the tragedy of man. But of course, it's true of the individual. I don't care how well-favored you are, my friend, how healthy you are, how young you are, how fit you are, how strong you are, what money you've got, possessions, prospects, you name it, you name it. But I tell you, there's a but. There is always a but. There was bad water at Jericho. There is a tragedy at the very heart of us. We're aging, we're dying, and we have to face God. And we are sinners. That's the tragedy. Sin is at the root of it. Secondly, the weakness of man. The weakness of man and his means. Don't you think they tried to cure this water? But they had worked. No success. But even when Elisha goes, "Bring me a new bowl and put salt in it," verse 20, what good is that going to do? In itself, nothing. What can salt do to cure this bad water? Well, you can talk about the qualities of salt, but the truth is, it's a weak, inadequate means, and a new bowl. David with his pebble, Shamgar with his ox food. 1 Corinthians 1 and 2, the weakness of the means that God uses. But you see, it is the weakness of man. It is the weakness of means, and we have to recognize that. There is no cure for our tragedy in ourselves, my friend. Thirdly, the power of God. Then he went out to the source of the water and cast the salt in there, and he said, "Thus says the Lord." Now there you are, "thus says the Lord." And that's the only answer. That's the answer to the tragedy of Israel. It's got to be "thus says the Lord." What do you mean? He has to send his word and send the Messiah, the King of Kings, the Savior, Christ. That's the answer for this nation, the United Kingdom. It's the answer for the churches. We have to get back to God, get back to the Word of God, get back to Christ. It's the answer to the tragedy of man. Christ must be at the center. Thus says the Lord, the Word of God, and the Word of God speaks of Christ. My friend, those who preach the Bible and don't preach Christ, they're missing the real heart of the Bible. They're missing the Bible. And I would say it won't make up for the lack of Christ. All Bible material without Christ will in the end be nothing. It's not the salt. It's not the bowl. It's God. It's the power of God. It's God is the power. The gospel is the power of God to salvation. It's not the preacher. It's the power of God in and through the preacher. That's what I see here. Now Elisha went to the heart. He went to the source. He didn't tinker with the land and play about with this and that and the other, the peripherals. He went straight to the source. He went out to the source of the water, the spring. And the heart has to be cured, my friend. The source. There's no good tinkering with the outside. Oh, I'll go to church. I'll put on my dark suit. I'll read this Bible. I'll carry this kind of hymn book. I'll say these kind of prayers. Any fool can do that. The heart has to be changed. And only God can change the heart. Only God can move the spirit within a man. That's the glory of the new covenant. He takes out from us the heart of stone and he gives a new heart, a heart of flesh, the spiritual heart, a heart to love, trust, obey Christ. And the fifth thing I see here, the benefit to man. This water was cured, and it remained healed to that very day. Thus says the Lord, I have healed this water. From it there shall be no more death or barrenness. So the water remains healed to this day, according to the saying of Elisha, which he spoke, which of course was the word of God. The benefit to man. Oh, the water was cured. They could live at Jericho in happiness and safety. They could drink this water now. They could spread it on the land, and it would irrigate it. It was to the glory of God. And notice, it wasn't a temporary cure. It was a permanent, lasting cure. When the gospel comes, when Christ comes, it's not just a temporary change. It's a real, lasting, permanent change. Eternally changed. So that's what I see here. The tragedy of man, the weakness of man, the weakness of the means of man, the power of God. We have to get to the source, to the heart, and the cure will be to the benefit of man, to me, to you, my friend, to the glory of God. And the cure is permanent when the gospel comes. I'm talking about the gospel. I'm talking about Christ. And there's plenty of bad water about today. Error. Take one example. I could give many, but take one example. Take justification by faith. You see, the new perspective, the federal vision, Romanism, Jehovah's Witness, Mormons, they'll all talk about Jehovah, they'll all talk about justification by faith. But notice, there's a little bit of poison in it. A little bit is the word "and." That looks a little bit. Oh, it's faith and. Faith and baptism. Faith and works. Faith and this. Faith and... No, my friend. It is by trust in Christ alone. Do you see? The "and" is the poison. And it ruins all. It ruins all. It poisons it all. It'd be better if there was no water at all than poison water. How many are drinking at the fountain of new perspective teaching? Federal vision. Rites and ceremonies. Jehovah's Witness. Romanism. Mormonism. Sacramentalism. sacerdotalism. The hands, a little bit of poison, and it ruins all. It corrupts all. It must be Christ, all of Christ, and only Christ, and received by faith, all through grace by the power of the Spirit. Unbeliever, if you're trusting in anything, including Christ and, no, my friend, it's not Christ and, it's Christ. Come to Christ alone. It's Jesus only. There's poison in the water. As I say, it'd be better to have no water at all than poison water. Mariners at sea, when they're without water, they drink the salt water, but it kills them. I warn you. Anything added to Christ, anything taken from Christ, ruins the gospel. Well, there it is then. The tragedy of man, the weakness of man and his means, the power of God. Get to the heart, get to the source. The benefit to man, the glory to God, the permanency of the cure, and it's all in Christ.